Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. We have the Blueprint Power Hour. We also have Fan Appreciation Spotlight today. That'll be really interesting. A fan all the way from the UK is going to be on with us just a moment. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Ben Greenfield to talk about the launch of his new coffee product called Kion Coffee. We'll get to the bottom of all that. So last week I did something fun. I told you that if you heard a commercial break where the same spot ran twice during the commercial break and you emailed me at onair@superhumanradio.net, you could be one of three people who will win a free Hot Logic Mini. If you haven't been following me on Facebook, you don't know what a Hot Logic Mini is. It's a lunchbox that actually cooks your lunch for you. That's right. You plug it in when you get to work or to the office, wherever you are, and a few hours later, you have a fantastic meal ready to go. So today, there are two separate commercial breaks. They both have duplicate spots running. All you have to do is, when you hear them, email me at onair@superhumanradio.net and tell me which spots ran twice during that break. And if you are one of the first three people to do that successfully, you will win yourself a Hot Logic Mini. So that's how easy it is. Also, we need to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their title sponsorship of this show. And if you go to superhumanradio.net and click one of the EFX Sports banner ads, you can get six of their top-selling products absolutely free. Just pay shipping and try them. And if you like them, then you can use them, because Dr. Jeff believes that you should be able to try a product before you plunk down your money, and he puts his money where his mouth is. And without further delay...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing? Sorry, Rob. Say that again, please. I had you muted. I'm sorry.
I said I am doing fantastic, and apparently you are too. I saw your leverage squats on Facebook. That was damn impressive. And you're
That's old.
I don't know. You're a tall man too, right? With long limbs.
Yeah, I don't squat easily. It's not something that's easy for me to do. A lot of people don't realize that. And I've squatted very heavy my entire life. I have not been squatting heavy because my foot is still in a cast.
Right.
But I will do that again. That's my objective, to be able to squat that kind of poundages again. Absolutely. My game isn't over yet. That's what I keep saying.
Very true, very true. I just have one quick announcement before we get going. There's a low stock alert on Tranquilogen, and so it's going to be a good 6 weeks. Once it's gone, it's going to be a good 6 weeks before we get more in. It is the single best all-in-one herbal you're going to find, with curcumin, rhodiola, ashwagandha, and 5-HTP and astaxanthin. So if you're a fan, and I know a lot of you guys are, head on over to Tranquilogen.com or BodybuildingSupplements.com and get yours today. Yeah, it's going fast.
Now, we're going to start out today's show by having a little fan appreciation, right?
Absolutely.
So we have a guest on with us, and he's all the way from the UK. His name is Alex Freeman. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure to have you. So why don't you pick up on this, because you know Alex's story better than I do. So Rob, why don't you do this kind of interview with him?
Sure, thanks. Alex, I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey here into physical culture, and then maybe we can get into some of the things that have worked best for you that hopefully the listeners can glean some perspective from to help them too.
Yeah, sure. That sounds good. I suppose I came into it as most guys do. I wanted to impress the ladies when I was a bit younger, and I was a bit chubby when I was a kid. So I was about 16, and I just got a bit sick and tired. I was a great rugby player because of my size, but not a great athlete. So I started doing the typical, putting lots of effort in, lots of cardio, a few machine weights here and there. And I did that for about 2 years. And then a bro friend of mine took me to the gym, showed me how to lift weights properly. Well, I say properly, much more properly than I had been doing up until that point. And then I really did start to put on an appreciable amount of muscle, but I was 19, so of course that was going to be the case. I had everything on my side. So I started eating properly, taking protein shakes, lifting primarily, free weights, bench, squats and the like. And I basically continued doing conventional programs, high volume bodybuilding type espoused by the professionals. When I say professionals, I mean, you know, chemically enhanced bodybuilders.
Right.
And it sort of worked, you know, how these things go. You make some okay progress. And I probably got up to, I'm going to try and talk in pounds here because, of course, we use kg in the UK. I think I'd probably been about 180, 190 pounds at that point. I was about six. I am 6 foot two and I'm a fairly large build. But I kind of hit the wall at that point. I must have been about 22. And I think I probably got up to about 190, 200 maybe at my peak. But I certainly didn't look good for it. I was quite flabby with it too. And I kind of just stayed that way till I was 25. I was putting all the effort in and doing what I thought was right, researching diets, exercise. And then I came across XD-Sterone. And there was a supplier in the UK that sold a bulk supplement. And I remember loads of people online on forums, I think it would have been Anabolic Minds, was saying, XD-Sterone's fantastic, blah, blah, blah. And I took it and I thought, well, this stuff's rubbish. But I carried on doing a bit of digging because I've got quite an inquisitive mind. And I came across this guy, Mixel Flick.
Uh-huh.
And
that's funny.
I thought, who's this guy? Everyone seems to think this guy's the XD-Sterone guru. So I had a little look at his website. And the rest is history. I think from then, I've seen a step change in strength. I've managed to maintain a fairly lean, muscular physique year round. I mean, another thing I've excluded from that little intro is I've been a butler in the Buff since I was 21. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with what this is, this industry.
No, you'll have to educate us.
Okay, so a butler in the Buff is a bachelorette party entertainment, should we say? Sort of like a watered down stripper.
Right, right.
I'm like a light entertainer, and I do it basically wearing an apron and a bow tie. And I pour champagne, and I chat, and I schmooze, and I party, and that's kind of been,
your job is giving women lap dances, you're telling me.
I think generally if I dance, most people tell me to put my clothes on and go away.
But you know what I find most interesting? So guys will go to strip clubs and we'll put money in a woman's G-string. And that's as far as it'll go. If a guy tries to grope a woman at a strip club, they throw you out on the pavement. But when women go to these male stripper events at clubs, the clubs are usually closed off to a certain degree to men. And what the women do to the male strippers is obscene. It's obscene. They're grabbing guys' junk. They're putting their mouths places that if their husbands knew, they wouldn't kiss them again. It's like women lose their minds when they have these guys dancing in front of them. Am I right or wrong, Alex?
Yeah, you pretty much hit the nail on the head.
I know.
I know.
Women.
If I told you some of the.
You don't have to. Please. Most of us know. Women call men pigs when they go to a strip club, nurse a drink, and dump $20 in singles in a girl's G-string just for her to look at him and shake her butt. Women, they're like, I didn't come here to see things. I came here to touch things. It's like, oh, my God. It's unbelievable what women do.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got stories. Let's just keep it at that, shall we?
Yeah.
I've got some stories.
Well, I mean, that's all very interesting, I think, and it speaks to, you know, your entry point into physical culture wasn't unlike, you know, it is for a lot of people. You shortly thereafter had some success. You got up to, let's call it 190 pounds, and then you kind of came across some of my stuff and ectosterone. You obviously have to be very lean for these parties, yes?
Yeah, I try and stay on the lean side. I think I'm probably more of an endomorph type tendency, though. So, like, maintaining muscle whilst being lean for me is a real challenge. And okay. Especially as a lot of my colleagues are chemically enhanced, shall we say, and I've never wanted to do that. So I've always been really inquisitive about new ways to put on muscle, and I did the trial and error method without any success over the years. Just pain, constant suffering. And then I came across the blueprint, and I thought, it is kind of expensive, but you know what? Everyone says this guy knows what he's talking about. And when I say it is the single best investment I've ever made in my physique, bar none, and probably by a factor 10, that would be an understatement, because this morning I deadlifted 170 kilos four times. I think that's 380, 390 pounds.
Right.
And I'm doing this at a relatively lean body weight. And if I said that 5-6 years ago, if I knew that I was doing that now at 31, 6 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it at all. I'm hunting down 450 pounds in the next few weeks. I'm on a German loading pattern,
right?
Advised by Rob, and yeah, it's been absolutely magic for me. I'm still drug free, and I look better than ever, and that's only due to adopting the principles espoused by Rob in the blueprint. So, thank you, Rob.
I appreciate that. Those loading patterns, certain listeners have heard me, you know, talk about those ad nauseum over the, you know, the last few months and years. But they really do vault your strength levels way above and beyond what any amount of trial and error can do. And, you know, personally speaking, I know there are a lot of other people that think this way. Once you've trained the loading pattern way, where, you know exactly how much weight to use, how many sets to perform, and, you know, even down to the number of reps to get, it's hard to go back to training any other way. So it sounds like you've had a lot of success with the loading patterns. Is there anything else in Blueprint that has served you well beyond those? I mean, have you done the whole famine, feast, cruise thing as well?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. This is, I try and run it less the last few years. I used to just run it time and time and time again, the feast, famine, cruise.
Right.
But I found that the famine was really taxing on my body. So I find I actually get better results if I leave a bit of a gap and have a prolonged cruise with a few more accessory exercises thrown in. But I will always spend my winter bulking with Progenidrex and a feast, famine, cruise type templates, and I always do a power building type routine where I'll have, on any given week, I'll do a loading pattern and then combined with a volume type routine. I've been giving escalating density training another blast because historically I didn't find it worked all that well for me, but I'm giving it another go and putting in a few more static holds and loaded stretching and some of the other bits and bobs. But I think for me, the easiest measure, because I write everything down always, again, another top tip from Rob, which I certainly wasn't doing before. And The easiest measure for me is strength. So that's always a good measure for my progress, really. And strength to weight, whatever body weight I am and body fat percentage, my strength versus that is always pretty critical for me, given that I'm quite endomorph in tendency. So
now, you had mentioned Ectistero, and it sounds like way back when you had tried some that was local to the UK back there, and if I'm not mistaken, you were kind of underwhelmed. Can you talk a little bit about your first experience with it and then your experience with it later on? And it sounds like you got your hands on some higher quality products and how that added to your training.
Yeah, so I tried local Ectistero, and this was before even that I bought the blueprint. So I certainly wasn't positioning Ectistero optimally, as you advised on the blueprint. At what you say in terms of effects, I noticed absolutely nothing. I may as well have been eating sand. It was a complete waste of money. But then I think the first good quality Ecti I found was a... What's the mass product that isn't Synthogen that has...
Pre-anabolin.
That's it. Yeah, I tried that, and great. Really, yeah. Everything that everyone says about good quality Ecti. I put on a lot of strength in my first blueprint run. I've also tried Tonvara True Turk. I tried it before they reformulated, and I thought it was okay. Definitely an effect, but nothing like real Ecti. And I have tried that one recently. They've reformulated it, and it's definitely better. I think it is better. I don't think it's quite as good as the real deal Ecti yet. And in terms of how much it costs versus a bottle of Synthogen or Progenidrex, I don't think the cost actually stacks up. But I have tried Progenidrex, and that's my go-to now. I mean, I just don't bother buying anything else because it's such good value. So the gains you get, the cost, I just don't buy any other supplements really anymore other than that. And, amino acids and protein powders, the standard stuff I'll buy in bulk. But Progenidrex is the go-to. Here, I've got a question, Rob, actually, while you're here. I've got you on the phone. Synthogen X2, is that actually available at Predator?
Yes. My understanding is that the current stock at Predator is the X2 version. So you'll likely be getting that. You might want to call first, before you order. But I'll tell you an interesting fact. Predator carries both Synthogen and Progenidrex. And oddly enough, Progenidrex actually outsells Synthogen over there, which is really saying something because Synthogen has some phenomenal reviews and they move a lot of it, but Progenidrex even more so. So
yeah, I can see why. I mean, it's such a solid product. At the end of every blueprint run I do with Progenidrex,
yep,
there's a marked difference in the way I look than before I was taking it. And at my stage in training, I mean, I've been training 15 years. That's mind-blowing. And I'm drug-free, and I'm still drug-free.
Are there a lot of guys that are dancers today that because the dad bod and the standards for physique have loosened up because most people are, to some degree, overweight, has that affected the quality of dancer in the UK, or are all the guys pretty much ripped and muscular that dance?
See, the interesting thing is about my industry is your junk is covered. So guys conscious about the way that their junk looks obviously don't want to be taking steroids. So it's interesting in my particular industry, we're covered. So a lot of the guys are juicing, and it doesn't really matter if they're getting any shrinkage because it's pretty unlikely that people are going to see. So I'm pretty confident a lot of my colleagues were juicing. In the stripping industry, where obviously you're getting everything out, I find that a lot of the physiques are not that hulking and muscular. I'd say people in my particular area.
But are they getting fatter and softer? Have the standards loosened for the guys who are dancing today, because so many people are overweight that maybe women are starting to be attracted to guys who are a little softer and pudgier? Or do women still want that rock hard, nice pec, six-pack body dancing for them? Because they can get the fat, pudgy guy at home with their husbands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? I think for us, I think that the look is always going to be a quite extreme, muscular, ripped look, because people are paying for something, even if they're attracted to it or not, people are paying for something that they don't get to see very often.
Right.
You know, so that's the key. Even if they like it or they don't, it's still that wow factor. And a podgy dad bod doesn't give a wow factor.
Yeah, right. So, right.
You know what I mean?
They have
I definitely, if anything, I've seen the standards increase, because I don't know how it's been over in America, but I've certainly seen an explosion in the amount of muscular men in the UK in the 10 years since I've been a butler in the bath. So the standards 10 years ago versus today, I think there's a lot higher standard of physique, which is more commonplace in the UK now, particularly for men. I wouldn't say the same holds true of women, because in general, women are less likely to go to the gym and lift weights. I think that is increasing, but not to the same extent that it is for men. So if anything, the standards have actually gone up over the years.
Rob, can we take a break and come back with Alex? Or do we have to get started on questions?
We'll come back and do a wrap-up.
All right, let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on the Super Human Radio Network. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I'm going to say it again. There are two commercial breaks in today's show where duplicate spots run twice. Listen to the spot. Email me at onair@superhumanradio.net. Which two spots ran? You don't have to name which break it was, just which two spots you heard run during the same break. And if you're one of the first three people to get it right, I will send you a free Hot Logic Mini. It's simply the best lunchbox in the world because it actually cooks your food. I've got a New York strip and broccoli that'll be ready when I'm done with this show today, and it will be tender, slow cooked. It's going to be so delicious. You could be doing this too. And if you don't want to wait to win one, go to hotlogicmini.com and use the code SHR for the lowest price on the internet, 20% off. That's lower than the Amazon price. Check it out. So this is the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. We have Alex Freeman on from the UK. So go ahead, take it, Rob. Where do you want to go with this?
Yeah, I just wanted to, we've talked about training. We've talked about supplements. Could you tell us, Alex, about the diet that you use to stay lean enough to be a butler in the buff?
So I've tried various diets over the years, the conventional low-fat, high-carb type conventional bodybuilding diets. Does not work for me, definitely not. I tried a paleo type as recommended by, what's his name? You've had him on here a few times.
Rob Wolf or Dr. Lauren Cordain or who else?
Charles something, is it Charles? Oh, God. He wrote the original ketogenic diet. The bodybuilding, the anabolic diet.
Oh, Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale. Yeah, yeah.
That's him. Yeah, I tried that, and to be perfectly honest, I had great results running that diet. But I found a little bit of hair loss creeping in, so I wasn't too happy about that. I have tried recently a diet espoused by someone called Dr. Ray Pete.
Yeah, I've heard of Ray Pete. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've honestly, gents, I recommend you look into this guy because I've found it really, really helpful for staying lean.
So what is the Reader's Digest version of Ray Pete's diet?
So he calls it generative energy, and the whole principle is if you focus on the functioning of the thyroid, then because thyroid levels in the body are responsible for releasing energy from food, the idea being if you just focus on the thyroid, then every cell in the body is going to benefit and your overall health will improve. So that's kind of the idea. So everything around that is pro-thyroid. Mm-hmm. They're very pro on sugars, interestingly. And I've been consuming a lot of sugar the last year. And I've actually only found it to be a beneficial thing. My energy levels are up, not down, as a lot of conventional medical literature will tell you. It's very pro on liver, organ meats, mm-hmm. because of the good oil-soluble vitamin content of mm-hmm. those meats. Mm-hmm. Also very pro on dairy, which is interesting. A lot of this guy talks about, and it's all science-backed, you know, he's done a lot of research in this area.
I like Ray Pete, but sometimes he goes a little too far off and twists the science. Like all of his ideas about browning fat with ice baths and all that sort of stuff, that was a complete miss for him, and I think that's why he's backed away from it now, because he understands that humans are different than rodents. But I agree that things that inhibit thyroid function are probably not good for you. But there's also research out there that shows the longest lived individuals have much more efficient thyroid hormone systems. And what I mean by that is they don't produce a lot of thyroid hormone, but their body seems to run very efficiently on the lower levels. And this comes back to Aubrey de Grey's theory on aging and mitochondrial oxidative stress of the body, because thyroid hormone is an uncoupling hormone. It causes the mitochondria to work harder to produce the same amount of energy, and this is why it makes you lean. It raises body temperature because mitochondrial function, when it becomes more difficult, it puts off more oxidative stress and more heat. So you have to be careful how you interpret thyroid function as an indicator of an ideal diet, because while you may stay lean, you may age really fast too. So just keep that in mind, right? I'm being sincere. I think Ray Pete is great. He's got a lot of good stuff out there, but sometimes he goes a little too far down in the rabbit hole and postulates like, well, if you take ice baths every day, you'll have brown fat, and brown fat will burn calories, and it didn't work, and that's why he doesn't promote that anymore. So
yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree. I think focusing on only one area of the body is probably unwise.
Right.
But I think certainly incorporating some of his ideas, like, for example, sugar being pro-thyroid, and everyone knows that polyunsaturated fatty acids, keeping that to a minimum is probably a good idea.
Right.
This is particularly, it puts a lot of oxidative stress on the body, and that in of itself significantly lowers thyroid level production. And I think we can all agree that that is probably a bad thing. So I've certainly been lowering my polyunsaturated fatty acid content in my diet, increasing sugars with, you know, whole fruits, increasing my liver, organ, or just organ meats in general. And I feel great. And I think the way you feel is usually probably the best indicator of whether a diet is working for you or not.
Right.
Funnily enough, I tried being vegan for a couple of weeks recently.
Oh, just God.
So I gave it a go.
Did you feel terrible? Did you feel terrible trying to do vegan?
I felt depressed. And I'm not even exaggerating. I went into it with an open mind too. I tried to not have any bias. But I felt really low. Like not myself, like grumpy, sex drive went down.
That's I will tell you this. Anything that affects libido negatively is harmful for health and longevity. Anything that affects libido positively is beneficial for health and longevity. And this is backed up by one of the most important rules of evolution, and that is the number one job of every species is to further the progression of the species. We have only one job on this planet, and that's to make a baby and then die. And so as a result of that, libido and sexual function is the most important aspect of our being. And if that's not working for you, then whatever you're doing in your life is really bad, and it's going to shorten your life really, really bad.
Yeah.
That's one that I can guarantee you that you can look to. Anything that makes your libido better, diet, exercise, sunlight, all that sort of stuff, those are the things that will make you live longer and be healthier. Anything that shortens libido, shuts it down, robs you of your libido, that's just going to kill you faster.
Those are great points. Alex, I wish we had more time, but this has been absolutely wonderful. I think, you know, your overview of what's worked for you training-wise in the blueprint, certainly supplement-wise, we all know the story on ECDI and the difference between the good stuff and the junk. But also, you know, you're bringing something new to the table here with this diet that's worked for you. And I think that's the important thing, right? It's worked for you. It's atypical in some respects. And personally, when something challenges my long-held beliefs like that, I think it's wonderful. And I, for one, am really glad that you found the right diet for you. And hopefully this has, you know, stimulated some thought and discussion amongst everyone listening, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, so we are going to let Alex go. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with the traditional Blueprint Power Hour. We have a question when we come back, starting right off with Doug McMahon. So stay tuned. We will be right back. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fast or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay, so we're going to pick up with the normal Blueprint Power Hour now. And we have a question from Doug McMahon. You ready, Rob?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm interested in the dollar trial that you've been talking about for the Blueprint Bulletin, but see, there are two options. What's the bulletin, Blueprint Bulletin Pro?
Yeah, timely question, because there are 6 days left in the dollar trial offer. But Doug's right, the difference is this, I guess. A straight ongoing subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin involves you getting the current issue upon subscribing, and of course, you get a new issue the first of every month thereafter. It goes right to your inbox. The other option that you're going to see is the Blueprint Bulletin Pro. And that, on the other hand, gets you not just the current and future issues, but over 5 years' worth, 65 issues now and counting, published since inception. So just to give you an idea of the wealth of info that's in just one of these, I want to take a look at the, this is the January 2013 issue. I kick things off with the most overlooked herb in sports nutrition, and I might add, it's inexpensive too. Excuse me, even today, guys are missing the boat on this one, and much like the last issue, where I profiled the single most important amino acid you should be using, this one makes a huge difference. And for many, it doesn't take long, 2 weeks tops to start noticing its effects. Next up, I talk about the right way to use creatine. What kind, how much, taken with what, when, and how to do it for pennies a day. If you've tried creatine before and you've been underwhelmed, I can virtually guarantee you're going to be seeing things differently after putting this info into practice. I then move on to discuss what I consider the Rolls Royce of fenugreek. There's a lot of it on the market, and unfortunately, there's a lot more low-quality stuff versus the good stuff. In that respect, it's not unlike tribulus, right? The best part is after showing you where to find it, there's a good possibility, the way I detail it, you can get up to 10 grams of the stuff for free. We then get into pre-workout nitric oxide products, and I give an overview of what I consider the best of the best. Many of these formulas contain ingredients, if you can believe this, that actually cause vasoconstriction versus dilation. I show you which ones those are, which ones to avoid, which ones are worth it, and even how to get the best pump of your life with no supplements at all. It's something from the grocery store. That issue also included a look at picomelin, which, if you recall, was backdoor banned by the FDA about a year ago. Now, that doesn't mean you can't import it, by the way. So I'll be doing a follow-up on it soon as to how to get it in the country. Next, I go into New Year's resolutions and why fundamentals trump gimmicks and gadgets every time. And that's a great piece. It really spells it out, how people are taken advantage of around January 1st every year. What else? I also covered two supplements to get now before, quote-unquote, they take them away. Now, here's the kicker. Since I've written that, one of those two has been banned, and the other one they're getting closer on. People who stocked up, like I suggested, are some pretty happy campers. Finally, I discuss how to max out both sides of the protein synthesis coin, that being DNA transcription and messenger RNA translation. This is absolutely crucial information everyone needs to be aware of, because one without the other is really selling yourself short. So, you know, all of that is in just one issue. There are now 65 and counting, with more on the way every month. You know, you can just imagine what one of these tips can do for your levels of size, strength, and conditioning. Conservatively speaking, there are 260 such game changers in those issues, and they'll take you farther than you could ever imagine. It's up right now on the site. It'll be up for the next 5-6 days, coachrobregish.com. The discount code is pre-filled for you, so we're making it easy. I hope that helps.
Okay.
Yep.
Next question comes from Devin Catley. I'm hoping you'll settle this argument among friends. The first carb powder was Unipro's Metabolol, I guess, wasn't it? Is that true?
Well, I hope you're betting against that statement, Devin, because the first was not Metabolol, although it's not a bad guess at all. Metabolol was one of the first. For what it's worth, these carb-based powders, they hold incredible promise for athletes of all sorts, especially those of us that resistance train. And this is another area that I go into, you know, in the newsletter a lot. But, you know, back to the issue at hand. Some background on carb matters now and who was first. Up until recently, carb powders have imparted modest improvements over whole foods. And such was the case with maltodextrin, which is still out there plenty. It is usually derived from corn. You're no doubt familiar with it due to its inclusion in various weight gainers and meal replacement products. After being isolated, maltodextrin is cut into a length somewhere between a simple sugar and a full starch. The shorter versions lend themselves better to drink mixes as they're sweeter and more soluble. Prior to the 1980s, though, maltodextrin really wasn't prevalent in our little world. The primary exposure you had to it was on the back of a postage stamp. They were used mostly as binders, fillers, and glues. It was Mike Zampano who co-wrote the Underground Steroid Handbook with Dan Duchesne who came across a most interesting discovery. Certain maltodextrins were a hybrid of a starch and a sugar that lent themselves to the best qualities of both. And thus, the very first mass-marketed carb powder, Unipro's Carboplex, was born. Interestingly enough, a little story there, Weider passed on that product when Zampano offered it to him first. Anyway, when Unipro rolled out its Carboplex product, it didn't just gain instant popularity in bodybuilding, but mainstream food preparations as well. At your local supermarket today, you're going to find it in all sorts of sports drinks, cocoa, baked goods, even baby food. You'll see maltodextrin. The chief problem with these products is twofold. First, you never know quite what length the starch has been cut to. They can be as short as 3 glucose molecules or as long as cornstarch. In fact, a lot of the waxy maize you see that's being sold today is just that, pure cornstarch. You can get pounds of it at your local supermarket for a couple of bucks. Second, and related, those anomalies can result in anything from a very quick rise in blood sugar to a very prolonged curve. You know, you can see this when you're testing it with a glucometer. You will see a pretty strong drop-off in blood sugar after consuming most maltodextrins in the amount of about 50 grams at the two-hour mark. That's not ideal for our purposes because the window of opportunity that you're seeking to exploit after a workout with a carb powder is a lot shorter. The real solution was the creation of a new class of soluble starches called amylopectins. These address the severe drop in blood sugar by selectively tailoring the length of those starches to optimize the time spent just prior to, during, and immediately after the workout, because it's during that time that these kind of genetically modified starches can have a drug-like impact. Starting material on the best product on the market, in my opinion, is not just corn, but potato, potato and rice. A mix of all three was found to best leverage its rapid and sustained modes of action. I found this out when using the glucometer to test the leading products on the market. This was way back in 2011. today, as was true back then, the one you want, the one that hits the sweet spot, is EFX's Pure Carbolin, or Carbolin. It is a phenomenal product. You can get, two scoops, 50 grams of those selectively tailored modified starches for $1 or less per serving. Highly recommend it. Mixed with Thrive, it is about as good as you can do in the carb and protein powder market, respectively. Long answer, but, I'm really pleased with the way carb powders have come along, and Carbolin is still tops, has been since 2010, 2011.
We're going to forego the next commercial break and go right into a question because I have an interview to start at 1:30 today. So, Mike, last name withheld. I like bodybuilding, but occasionally dabble in weed, alcohol, Percocet, and Somas when I can get them. I don't like things that stimulate me, like meth. Just the downers. Realistically, how bad is this going to hurt my performance and ability to grow muscle? Well, I just want to jump in here real quick and say I have experience with weed and alcohol, but not the other drugs, so I'll chime in at the end. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'll preface it by saying I've never tried any legal drug, nor even smoked a cigarette. Now, I have been drunk, like most people, on a few occasions, so I feel like I can speak to that. I do, of course, know my strength training, but I'm going to make some assumptions about the illegal stuff. We do know the effects of these drugs have, what effects happen in the general population, but not really bodybuilders. So with that as a backdrop, here's my two CCs. Let's start with weed. It's pretty much established pot makes you lethargic and you crave salty and crunchy type snacks. Obviously, those are two pretty big negatives right there. There's no way I train on the stuff, although, I've heard from people who do just that. Of more interest to me is its effect on endocrine function, and it wasn't what I thought. There was a study done on Danish men, about 1,200 of them, 18 to 20, 28, where they smoked, varying degrees of weed. Regular marijuana smoking more than once a week was associated with a 28% lower sperm count, and the combined use of marijuana more than once a week and other recreational drugs reduced sperm count even further by 52%. Interestingly enough, though, pot smokers had higher levels of testosterone within the same range as cigarette smokers their age. But the picture isn't always so straightforward. Pot usually goes hand in hand with alcohol. And, you've indicated yourself you use both. We know excessive alcohol intake lowers test levels. I rather doubt the increase seen in the marijuana study in test is anything significant. Regardless, for my money, alcohol is the most destructive drug on earth, right? And the tax to your system, especially your liver, is enormous. When your liver is tied up with detoxifying things, it puts, burning fat, for example, way on the back burner. Finally, the opioid-based painkillers are the most worrisome, in my opinion, especially in combination with alcohol. More than a few people have died, right, due to having built up absurd tolerances of these drugs. They take 5, 10, in some cases 20 or more, okay? Throw in a few shots, of hard alcohol or more than a few beers, and the situation can become grave. More than a few folks have died from that combo. It's particularly prevalent with pro wrestlers. You've seen how many of those have died. It hasn't been from steroids. It's been from painkillers. So, long story short, I don't think these drugs or alcohol are doing you any favors, and that's to put it mildly. Growing muscle way down on your body's priority list. It's hard enough to do never mind with these drugs in the equation. If you want to keep one, I'd save the weed for post-workout or before bed.
Bam.
At least it'll have some benefit that way, right? You relax, and hopefully it helps you sleep better while you use it.
Look,
so I'll defer to you now, Carl.
Alcohol is poison, short and sweet. It's a neurotoxin just like mercury is, but it gives you a buzz by intoxicating the GABA receptors, by poisoning them. So it gives you a buzz.
Yeah.
Alcohol is garbage. Those pharmaceutical drugs, they're garbage. They're garbage. They are going to make you weaker. Absolutely, because they're central nervous system depressants.
Yeah.
The only thing that's natural to humans is cannabinoids. And that's why we have an endocannabinoid system. We have cannabinoid receptors on cells, which means that we evolved under the influence of these plants. I would only use weed post-workout. I admit it. I use weed post-workout sometimes because if I had a really, really, really arduous workout, weed takes me down just a little bit. I don't need a lot, just one hit. That's all you need, and you're done. I don't find that it helps me sleep. It puts me in too deep of a sleep and makes me lethargic the next day if I use it for sleep. And I find that you can smoke it once or twice a week at best, but if you start smoking it daily, it will absolutely affect power output at the gym. You will not be able to train as hard if you smoke it day in and day out because it's also a central nervous system depressant, and over time, it will depress your ability to push hard. So use it selectively post-workout, maybe on leg day or back day, where you just want to come down fast from that workout. Don't use it daily. The other stuff, all garbage. Don't use it. That's it. That's my opinion. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at Superhuman Radio Network. Visit CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, the next question comes from I was reading ahead. Ben Andrews, he says, I keep hearing from you that I should pursue strength, but if I want to get as big as possible, do I really need to lift heavy weights?
In my opinion, yes. And let me tell you why. We've known for 100 years that overload is the physiological trigger for muscle growth. We have also known that, yes, there are many ways to go about it, but lifting progressively heavier weights has by far the highest success rate. Think about it like this. Do you know anyone that got bigger or stronger lifting lighter weights? Of course not. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, there are lots of people who got bigger and stronger lifting progressively heavier weights. Tons of them. The single best thing you can do insofar as goals, strength goals, is to focus on the 300, 400, 500 goal or a 1,200-pound total across the three power lifts, bench, squat, and deadlift. Generally speaking, a genetically typical male can realistically expect to achieve that kind of total drug-free in his lifetime. In fact, you know, it's my opinion the faster you achieve that goal, the quicker you will reach your genetic potential. In practice, it usually boils down to a 300 bench, 400 squat, 500 deadlift. I don't think that necessarily need to be exact for each lift, but a 1,200-pound total across all three is really what you need to be shooting for. As a drug-free athlete, you can take those lifts into any gym in the world and be respected for them. You know, put it this way. I belong to three different gyms, and I can count on one hand the number of athletes capable of achieving that. Right? Now, that doesn't mean people that can't hit a 3, 4, 5 threshold don't look good. It doesn't mean they're inferior athletes. It does mean they're leaving a lot on the table, though, insofar as the maximum amount of muscle they can ultimately develop. You would be well served, if possible, to hit those numbers in your 20s, certainly by your 30s. Past the age of 40, it's going to be a lot more of an uphill climb. Not because it's impossible to make the muscle stronger, but because the connective tissues, tendons and ligaments, are not as forgiving, okay? You'll also find by age 40 that your ability to eat and, more importantly, assimilate large amounts of food declines, and eating is a huge part of it. So every effort needs to be made to eat big in addition to lifting big. That 3, 4, 5 threshold also lends itself well to progressing on similar lifts like heavy dumbbell benches, one-arm dumbbell rows, various machine-loaded versions of pulling and pushing movements. And if you've done a good job of staying reasonably lean, jumping into hardcore bodyweight work will also prove to be a lot easier, because along with that threshold strength level and the greater muscle is going to come with it a razor-sharp central nervous system. I can't emphasize this enough. If you built a 1,200-pound total, then you can find a lot of guys that are your size or even bigger than you. But very few will be able to match your strength. Here's the bottom line. Train hard, eat big, and get your 1,200-pound total. It's the fastest way to achieving just about every other goal that you might have in the weight room.
This next question is interesting. And from an evolutionary perspective, there's a really important story here. Andy Battle says, why is it that gorillas are so strong, yet they don't lift weights? Why does a human have such a hard time where other species are strong and muscular almost from birth?
Well, you're right. It is a really interesting. I don't think anybody's ever asked this. To my mind, there are a couple things going on, but the simplest answer is they're gorillas. They're not human beings.
Yeah, and that's true. That's true.
You know, right. So while they're quite similar to humans, gorillas and primates' DNA is also, you know, a little bit different. A male silverback gorilla, for example, not unusual, they grow to be 400 pounds. A 400-pound human with any amount of muscle is quite unusual. Primates also have ungodly strength, typically three or more times that of any human. They can and have quite literally ripped arms out of people's sockets, okay? They do not eat a high-protein diet. They don't lift weights. They don't lift other external objects from what I can see. And the body weight stuff, though, pulling themselves up to into trees and stuff, is there. There's no question about it. I've never seen a gorilla doing push-ups, though, or body weight squats. A few years ago, there was a really disturbing case of a pet, I think it was orangutan here in Connecticut, tore a woman's face off, literally tore it off. The woman knew the gorilla, but she showed up for a birthday party wearing a mask, a costume.
I remember
apparently,
that. I remember it.
Yeah, the orangutan did recognize the woman because of this costume.
Well, he felt threatened by it. The mask made him feel threatened.
Yeah, so it attacked her, nearly killed her, but literally tore her face to shreds. You know, no more gone were the eyes, the nose, and any recognizable facial features. But I'm just giving you an idea of how strong they really are. Humans are decidedly of a different bone structure, of muscle mass and leverage points versus these primates. They also lack the killer instinct of a wild animal, despite what you read about in the fight or flight response. Now, whether that's been bred out of us, you know, by nature or laws, that's all a matter of conjecture. But you're going to find no human walking the earth today that can match strength with a primate. They're quite literally on a different level. Now, having said that, I do think there are some lessons we can learn from these animals. Environment is a big factor. Beyond the DNA, environment is huge. They need to have large, powerful muscles. And that's there with animals both to kill, right, in order to eat, or protect their young. You can see that in bears. You can see it in big cats, primates, and other species. They generally, yeah, they eat a lot, but they also rest a lot, and they exert themselves only to kill and eat or defend their territory. The nearest human equivalent that I can think of is this, prisoners. People often marvel at how, you know, those that are locked up can build so much muscle and strength despite horrid living conditions, crap food, no supplements, no super supplements. You know, I think environment is what explains it. If all you had to do all day was perform push-ups, pull-ups, etc., well, you'd probably do that. You know, it beats being bored. They're forced. Think about this. They are forced to live a very disciplined lifestyle. There's a time to eat. There's a time to sleep. And these are reinforced day in and day out, no exceptions. It's literally train, eat, train, eat, eat, and then it's off to bed. They call it living by the buzzer. That type of regimen, and that's what we're talking about here, regimen, is part and parcel to getting big and strong. There's just no other way. Those guys have the added advantage, if you call it that, of their environment where they are training to be big and strong to survive. All right? Getting jumped is a real possibility. Getting raped is a real possibility. Getting in fights with shanks and whatnot is a real possibility. You best damn be in good shape and strong. Interestingly, a lot of these prisoners, when they get released, turn to mush. Why? Because gone is their regimen. There's nobody to tell them when to exercise. Nobody tell them when to eat or sleep. It's all up to them. And that right there might be the most powerful lesson that you can learn. It takes a disciplined regimen to build muscle. Lots and lots of discipline.
Muscle from a metabolic, and I want to jump in here because we're going to go right into the blueprint tip of the day so I can stay on the clock here. The reality is that we are an apex predator, that millions of years of evolution have created the body we have, and the body we have is much better than a gorilla's. Gorillas spend 70% of their day finding and chewing food,
right.
Number one. Number two, from a genetic standpoint, we are much more capable of surviving long famines than gorillas are because muscle is metabolically expensive. So when you look at a gorilla and you admire him for his strength, understand that you have the best body to survive everything that is possible and actually improve the trajectory of the species. The gorilla of today is pretty much the gorilla of a million years ago. The human of today is not the human of a million years ago. In fact, a million years ago, we were more like the gorillas. We had big jaws, big heads, big guts. If you look at Australopithecus robustus, which is one of our ancestors from the Pleistocene era, you'll see a gorilla with some human traits.
Yeah.
So don't ask yourself, why am I not as strong as the gorilla? Because that's not the question. The question is, how did we progress to hone ourselves to become the apex predator that we are today? With just the right amount of muscle, endurance, strength, and caloric requirements that we don't have to spend 70% of our day looking for and chewing food, and we can go building houses and civilizations and having children and all these other things. So, you know, you admire the gorilla for his strength. The gorilla admires you for every other friggin' thing.
That's a great perspective.
We have to take a break. No, we're not taking a break. We're going right into the blueprint tip of the day, Rob. What is the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day is macronutrient supplements versus micronutrient supplements. Yeah, I think you'll find it an interesting comparison. So let's be honest. A lot of us are supplement junkies. And to be certain, several make a noticeable difference in our training. Synthogen's going to recover you faster than anything on the market, legal or illegal. Creatine can properly loaded, put up to 10 pounds on you. Certain test boosters will jump your libido noticeably. But where most people go wrong is pursuing micronutrient supplements before getting their macros in a row. So let's talk about that a little further. Last week, we had a new listener write in inquiring as to his supplement stack. Now, if memory serves, he's using a pre-workout, a GH booster, a test booster, and a non-hormonal anabolic consisting of three herbs. When I questioned him further, he was woefully lacking in some key areas, those being calories, protein, essential fats, and the like. In other words, he was coming up short big time in his macronutrients while he was investing heavily in micronutrients. Big mistake. Here's why. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you make a macro change, if you want to make a macro change to your physique or your performance, you need to adjust your macronutrients. That means carbs, fats, and proteins. Most trainees will prioritize protein as their number one macro, and I really don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is that they're usually restricting carbs and fats, either of which are necessary to burn for fuel in order to let the protein do what it's supposed to do, build muscle. If you're having trouble eating enough, either carbs or fats, I'll make the following suggestions. If you're looking for extra fat in your diet, buy some coconut oil, the liquid, if possible, to blend into your protein shakes. If you're on a low-carb diet, you need fat and lots of it to get your protein to work its magic. Coconut oil is also rich in MCTs, or medium-chain triglycerides, and it lends itself well to a lot of those different protein flavors, right? Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. It gives the drink a much better texture and a consistency. And as an added bonus, I think you'll find you use enough of it, you're going to start dropping fat around your waist rather quickly. Carbs, and this is a big one. Oatmeal is likely one of the best carbs you can put in your body. You need to eat, try to eat anyway, the steel cut stuff, at least 2 to 3 cups a day if you're on a carb-based diet. If you have difficulty reaching that level, consider blending them minimally to mix your protein shakes with. It makes a surprisingly good shake. It really does, particularly when you mix it up with, ground oats with chocolate whey protein or chocolate protein, natural peanut butter, honey, and other ingredients. If you're really having difficulty getting the required number of carbs in per day, I'm going to suggest, again, EFX's Carbolin. One scoop, 25 grams of carbs, but these aren't any old carbs, right? We talked before, the carbs are selectively tailored to optimize the post-workout window of opportunity. You're also going to find that Carbolin's carbs don't show on you like maltodextrin, sucrose, or dextrose. Those kind of simple carbs, they leave you feeling bloated, sleepy, and, in a near coma if you use enough of them. In contrast, 2 scoops of Carbolin, you get 50 grams of engineered carbs per drink, and it's my opinion, it's a fact, they go down easier than any other carb. This stuff tastes like, Gatorade, but it's so much better for you. It's available in at least, I want to say, you've got half a dozen, refreshing fruit flavors.
But I personally like the plain. It has no flavor at all, has no colors, no sweeteners. It's just the raw Carbolin. And yep. It has a lemony, almost lemony taste, and it disappears in anything. I mix it with Thrive and ketone powder, and it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. Left unsaid is also the fact that those macronutrients deliver more calories, right? Something which is frankly sorely lacking in a lot of trainees. Fats are 9 calories per gram, and you get 120 calories per tablespoon of most oils. Just 2 tablespoons 3 times a day, either in your shakes or over your rice or what have you, or quinoa, that adds another whopping 720 calories a day to your diet. Carbs are 4 calories per gram, but they're generally easier to get down and certainly to digest. Something like Carbolin also adds an insulin response to the equation. Carb-based powders will do this. Carbolin is probably the best at it. That insulin response properly timed and consumed, is a powerful muscle-building hormone. Very powerful. I've seen people that have just added 50 grams of carbolin to their intra-workout drink, so let's call it 4 days a week, and all of a sudden, they're a lot bigger and fuller.
Yeah, because they're training a lot harder. It's no secret. No secret.
And you add 5 grams of creatine to that, and, you know, they start to gain dramatically. So here's the bottom line. Make sure your macronutrient needs are met before venturing into supplements that use ingredients that are micronutrients. You will be amazed what a difference adding just 200 to 500 calories of a macronutrient can make, particularly if you were just taking, you know, maintenance calories in before. Even at the expense of some protein, carb and fat supplements need to be front and center in your quest to optimize your nutrition. But, yeah, you know, I've heard you talk about carbolin and Thrive before.
Yeah.
And I finally got around. I got some cherry limeade carbolin. And, my God, that and Thrive.
45 minutes before your workout, 30 to 45 minutes before your workout, and then throw in a little citrulline powder, about 4 grams or 5 grams. You'll not only train longer, you'll feel warmer, and you'll have an insane pump, whatever you're training. It's the greatest. It's the greatest pre-workout drink you can make. It really is.
It's amazing. And I know not just weightlifters, I know a lot of people, bikers who do century rides, that will tell you the exact same thing.
Yeah, man. Between the amino acids, the free-form amino acids, the essential amino acids in Thrive, the long and short-acting whey and casein,
right.
the vitamins, you know, the probiotics, the enzymes, and then when you add in this amazing carbohydrate, it's like it's jet fuel. It's friggin' jet fuel. I'm not kidding. I mean, and if you add a little something to stim you, 80 milligrams of caffeine or something, just get out of the way and go. Just get out of the way and go.
Carbolin is great. It's the driver in that kind of mix. And even those of you on low-carb diets, I would tell you to experiment with it, because remember, you know, the objective of a low-carb diet is better body composition. Just because you might kick yourself out of ketosis real quick with carbolin, it's meaningless to me. If you look and perform better, then that's what matters.
And if you get a glucometer and dial in your dose of carbolin to where there's not to where your blood sugar levels have dropped back down by the end of your workout, you'll just be fueling your workout, and you won't kick yourself out of ketosis.
I found that exact same when I was writing the Blueprint 3.0, and I was sticking myself with glucometers left and right. I found that exact same thing with carbolin. That exact same scenario that you just described.
For me, it's 25 grams. Instead of the full dose of 50 grams, it's a 25-gram dose with Thrive and some ketone salts.
Yep.
And quite frankly, Dr. Jeff and I are working on a pre-workout drink based on this. Yeah. Yeah, because that way you can just use a scoop, a half a scoop, whatever you need, and you're done.
And my new pre-workout will be out in just a few more months.
Yeah, so that'll be the stim part of it. There you go.
Right.
All right, so the website is CoachRobRegish.com. You can go there and sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin Pro and get 5 years of information stuck in your brain.
For a dollar.
For a buck. For a friggin' buck. You can't even buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks for a buck. Come on.
Yep.
All right, Rob. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by none other than Ben Greenfield. Wants to talk to you about coffee. Go figure. We'll be right back.
New
Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So if you're paying attention to human performance, you have to pay attention to Ben Greenfield. How you doing, Ben?
What's shaking, Carl?
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. So this is an exciting week in the life of Ben Greenfield because you just launched your own coffee line. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's also an exciting week because I've been having to drink copious amounts of coffee lately to get ready for this thing.
You got the coffee buzz.
Unfortunately, it fell onto my plate.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, why did you even want to throw your hat into the coffee category? It seems to be that there's a lot of stuff out there, and it's a risky. You got it pretty good. I mean, everything you touch turns to gold. Like, why coffee?
Well, my dad was a gourmet coffee roaster. I grew up in a house where we would wake up, my brothers and I, to these giant trucks, coming up the driveway out there in rural North Idaho, jam-packed with beans from Tanzania and Costa Rica and Guatemala. And so I witnessed my dad take these green coffee beans and roast them in this roaster he got from Sandpoint, Idaho, this beautiful Dietrich coffee roaster that was like the price of a small car. And he was big time into coffee. As kids, we would cup coffee and taste coffee. And I think I was sucking down like, 6 or 7 espresso shots in the morning by the time I was about 14, 15 years old. And, I kind of turned into a coffee snob at an early age and still do. I'd drink coffee every day. I absolutely love coffee, not only for the antioxidants, but also for, of course, the cognitive effects. I like to blend coffee with stuff, to get all those cholesterols like coffeestol and colloidal across my blood-brain barrier, which you get when you blend it with some oils and fats. And right. I love coffee. It's amazing. Plus, I also love chocolate, so it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
And, of course, the problem is, of course, as I've been aware of, having been in the coffee industry for a long time, with the exposure that my dad gave me to coffee, is all the issues that exist in the coffee industry, and when I decided I wanted to look into launching my own coffee brand, I did not want to take into consideration cost. I did not want to take into consideration convenience. And, the question I asked was, if I wanted to just pay as much money as possible and put all issues with cost and convenience aside, what would be the healthiest, most antioxidant concentrated cup of coffee I could drink that also wouldn't taste like ass? And so that was kind of the quest I went on the past couple of years was to find a coffee that could fit that criteria.
So tell me something. Am I imagining things, or is some of the boutique coffee out there, and I'm not going to name the big names, but everybody knows who they are. Are some of the boutique coffee companies out there producing less than desirable products in the case of irritating the gut? I don't know. Ben, I'm 60 now. I remember when coffee was 4 ounces and you could see clear through the cup to the bottom. And now we have this, when you finish your cup of coffee, you basically have topsoil at the bottom of the cup. And those particles are going down in your gut. I suspect that a lot of people who have problems with coffee, it's not the coffee, it's what they've done to the processing and manufacturing process of coffee. Am I wrong on that?
Well, first of all, I personally like my coffee muddy as hell, right? Like, I actually like that super duper. My wife makes fun of me because I'll make a French press coffee and I'll press that French press down 3 times, pulling it back up to get that coffee just as dense as possible. So for me, I personally do chew my coffee. Like, I like it nice and dense and black and rich, but it's not the coffee grounds that might be settling on top of a cup of coffee that has been prepared the way I prepare my coffee that's as much of an issue. As much as it is, when I tested a lot of these, these paleo, primal, healthy kind of brands of coffee, what we wound up doing was we used 3 independent laboratories, one in Rio and one in Lisbon and one in Chicago. We took 49 of all these different coffee brands, Folgers and Starbucks, and then some of these more popular ones in the health industry that I won't name because I don't want to be in the doghouse with anybody.
Right.
But basically, we tested about 80% of the coffee market in the U.S. independently. We tested for mold. We tested for ochratoxin. We tested for yeast. More importantly, though, like I mentioned, I wanted to test for antioxidant content because that's when you look at the longevity enhancing benefits of coffee and you look at the recovery benefits of coffee. That's where you get a lot of the bang for the buck. And of course, there are other benefits we know from sports performance research, like enhancement of glycogen restoration post-exercise. Mm-hmm. We, of course, know about the ergogenic aids that occur when you consume caffeine pre-exercise. But what I found on these lab tests was, first, more than 60% of the coffee tested came back positive for mold and other contaminants like aquatoxin and yeast. And these were brands that claimed to not have that wound up coming back with some pretty significant issues. So that was one thing. But more importantly and more relevant to the antioxidant equation was we found a 4 times the level of antioxidants in the beans that we tested and sourced for high antioxidant capacity, especially once we roast them the way that we roast them, meaning we use a special roasting process that allows for concentration of the antioxidants. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these beans are not only extremely low in the exact health reason that we drink coffee in the first place, but really high in mold, like
shocking. I have been down the rabbit hole about mold. Mold is a bigger problem than people think it is. And what you just said to me made me connect some dots. You know, people who drink a lot of these boutique coffees have distended stomachs. They have autoimmunity type issues, like red skin, rosacea. They start to develop things like hyperalgesia. The flip side is fibromyalgia. And all of those I've tracked back to molds and fungi, because when you give mold sugar, it makes alcohol and acetate out of it. And both of those are neurotoxic. And so if your body is manufacturing low levels of alcohol day in and day out, this is where the fibro, this is where the hyperalgesia comes from. And for years I kept thinking, there's some connection to coffee. I just can't put it together. I was thinking it was the turbidity of the coffee. Oh, these grounds are breaching the gut barrier. And blah, blah. But you just nailed it on the head. We're basically infusing ourselves with mold day in and day out.
You know, mold, aquatoxin, yeast, yeah. And you know, the issue, too, can be the caffeine. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you can get yourself to a certain point where you're occupying so many of those adenosine receptors and activating, you know, the HPA axis to such an extent where you can produce some, you know, some adrenal fatigue or some dependency issues. And so that's another thing is just purely paying attention to the roast. You know, in the U.S., you know, this returns to kind of like the dark, muddy issue. You know, I like my coffee dark, but I don't like a super dark roast because that's where you concentrate a lot of these, you know, these polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons and, you know, all these carcinogens. Granted, you have to roast coffee to a certain extent because that deactivates the acrylamide, right, which is another carcinogen in coffee. And one of the reasons, like, you know, drinking the, you know, some coffee shops will serve you like the green beans or the white beans.
Right.
I'm not as big a fan of that because of the acrylamide. But then, you know, in the U.S. especially, we over-roast coffee. We roast the hell out of coffee. That constant, you know, it's just like taking a ribeye steak and just blasting it to hell, you know, and on a grill, you know, which is, it's kind of funny because when I go to my wife's family for a grill off, they're Montana rancher farmer family, and they believe in just like charring to a complete crisp any cut of meat that exists. Whereas I'm like, I want it bloody and mooing, and you know, I like a rare to a medium rare. You know, coffee's kind of similar. It's like meat, right? You want to cook it long enough to where you concentrate the antioxidants and deactivate some of the things like acrylamide, but then you cook it for too long, you produce carcinogens. So about a light to medium roast will concentrate the antioxidant levels. It'll get rid of the acrylamide. It'll ensure you don't produce a lot of these, you know, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. And so, yeah, the roasting process is pretty important too.
So we're going to take a break. But before we do that, I want to plug where people can get the coffee. And I also want to say that we're getting set up as an affiliate. So they will be able to also get coffee at SupremeRadio.net. But where can people go right now? Until we're set up as an affiliate.
You could just go to my website, Keon, K-I-O-N. It's getkeon.com, getkeon.com. And when you go there, you'll see coffee as one of the main things we're featuring, right? Because we just launched this brand new coffee after all these tests that we did just this week. So it's getkeon.com, K-I-O-N.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay with me, Ben. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart.
So two commercial breaks today have the same commercial running twice. You don't have to name the break, but if you send me an email to onair@supremeradio.net and tell me which commercial ran twice that you heard run twice, if you are correct and you are one of the first three people to do this, I will send you a free Hot Logic Mini, the only lunchbox that cooks the food for you. And here's a little hint. If you just fast-forwarded through that last break, you missed an opportunity to win a Hot Logic Mini. We're talking with Ben Greenfield about his new coffee product. The website is getkion.com. What does the word kion mean? I know that you do everything with a purpose.
Hell if I know. I just make up words, dude.
Seriously?
No, key. So when I was 19, I actually got the Japanese kanji symbol for life force, energy, you know, prana, chakra, whatever you want to call it, tattooed on my shoulder. And it signified kind of my desire to really live life with as much energy and spirit as possible. And the actual name for that in Japan is Ki, K-I. Mm-hmm. And so what I wanted to do was form a company that was built around products and supplements, you know, even foods like coffee that enhance not only your mind and body, but also enhance your spirit. And so that's kind of the idea. You know,
I like
anything that I do in life, I want to magnify my ki, to enhance my ki. So I decided to name this company Ki On, like you know, getting your ki on.
Get it
so
on. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's very cool. Ben, where does the mold come from in coffee? Is it the handling before we even get it to roast? And then why doesn't the roasting and the brewing get rid of the mold?
Well, in terms of the roasting, you know, that's an easy question. It's just basically heat that helps out quite a bit. But a lot of times the roasting doesn't deactivate some of the things like ochratoxin, for example. That's a big one. And mold can grow in a lot of situations. So it's gonna grow, for example, if any storage is exposing the coffee beans mm-hmm. to water mm-hmm. or to moisture.
Moisture,
coffee
humidity.
Holds water, especially. Yeah. Pre-ground coffee holds water very, very well. That's why you want to even be careful. You know, when you get your beans, you want to keep them in a good airtight container. You want to not necessarily keep them in the freezer, especially right before you grind them and brew them, just because that'll deactivate a lot of the flavors. But it also can allow for some of the moisture buildup. So a lot of it is the storage of the coffee, you know, like, for example, when my dad used to order these big coffee beans over to our house in Idaho, you know, it would arrive in these huge burlap sacks. And in many cases, you know, if it wasn't roasted fresh, it'd sit there for months and months. And so, you know, when you have water and you have moisture, right. You know, these tiny spores, these tiny mold spores grow pretty easily on the coffee, you know, in the same way. And you know, it's not necessarily a situation where all of the mold is bad. You know, I'm not completely against bacteria. I like blue cheese. I've got, you know, I just went hunting down in Hawaii and I'm dry aging a whole bunch of wild scrub cattle that I shot down there on the refrigerator in my garage. And technically that's growing bacteria,
right.
To a certain extent, a little bit of mold and some of those enzymes help to break down the meat.
I know. If you go to Peter Luger's in Manhattan and get a steak, they hang a steak in a controlled environment for 36 to 72 days. They call it aging. Well, it's all moldy because that's what tenderizes the meat are the enzymes and the crud that grows on the meat.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter Luger's makes a great steak.
Yeah.
I love that place.
Yeah,
I like how the waiters there just treat you like shit, and it's just kind of part of the shtick. So anyways, you know, if you use the right processing with coffee, there's one method called wet processing. That's what we use. It gets rid of a lot of the molds and the mycotoxins. Then when you roast, that kills a lot of the molds that produce the mycotoxins. And you know, roasting adequately, like I mentioned earlier, that can reduce a lot of the ochratoxin by a significant extent. But, you know, the way the coffee is shipped, the way it's packaged, how much moisture it gets exposed to, the type of processing methods. And frankly, the cheaper the coffee, the less you pay, the least fresh it is, the more you're going to get exposed to a lot of these molds and mycotoxins that wind up being on coffee beans or just about anything that, you know, that gets stored for long periods of time and shipped around the world. Because last I checked, you know, there weren't any coffee beans growing up here in Spokane, Washington, right? They got to get shipped and stored. And so, I mean, on our coffee, we use a nitrogen flush packaging. We go through a lot of methods to ensure that it's not only fresh, but it's as low in mold as possible.
So, how should people store coffee beans? You said not to store it in the freezer. I always thought that was the way to store it. How should I store my coffee beans?
Well, you can store it in the freezer if you're buying in bulk, but you want it at room temperature when you grind it. Otherwise, you're missing out on a ton of the flavors. Right. Like, a lot of people don't like coffee and they think it's bitter and they think it doesn't have a lot of the personality. You know, like our coffee, you drink it, you get a little bit of like a walnut and cacao and a nice citrusy fruit flavor. Like, it's really flavorful and it smells amazing. But you keep it in the freezer, you deactivate a lot of those flavors. Like, when you open your freezer, generally you can't smell much, and that's because the food is frozen, and a lot of those nice odors aren't released.
Right.
The other thing is that, you know, once you take it out and thaw it, you get this moisture forming, and, you know, that also affects the taste. So the way that I do it is I take it out whole bean, right? And you keep the beans airtight in an opaque container. I like some of these ones you can get off Amazon. Like, the one I have, I think it's called the Coffee Genie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this airtight container that I can store my whole beans in on the counter at room temp. So I'll store about the equivalent of half a bag to a full bag of coffee out in one of these containers. Right before I'm going to make my, like I mentioned, I do a French press. My wife does a regular paper filter coffee, which I don't like because you miss out on a lot of the good cholesterols in coffee when you do that. So I use the French press method because it doesn't filter out via paper a lot of these things like the coffee stall and the kawayal and some of these more psychoactive components of coffee. But I'll grind right before I brew. So you release a lot of flavors. So I pour it out of an airtight container. I have my little countertop grinder. I grind it. And then what I do is I'll heat up the water for the French press to a boil. I let it sip for about 1 minute. So you let it cool for 1 minute. Easy rule to follow. That'll get down to the temperature that's just perfect for bringing out the flavor in the coffee. Pour the water over the French press. I let that steep for about 10 minutes or so, and then I'll press that down. So I generally will do a big cup of coffee in the morning, and I drink it out of my big-ass coffee mug. I have it, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, his man in the arena quote?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that quote on a giant cup of coffee.
So that's got to be a big cup to have that, to have the whole quote on there. It's $19.99 if you buy a one-off. You can sign up for the monthly auto ship for $17.99. If you go to GetKion.com, and you look down the page, you'll see information about the coffee. So this ships in May, right? Are you shipping yet?
No, it's ready now. Like, I'm drinking it now. I got three bags upstairs in my kitchen, and like I mentioned, I'm a big black cup of coffee in the morning, and then generally, like, sometime in the afternoon after I wake up from that nap, I do another cup of coffee, but I take out my Nutribullet and I blend it up with a little bit of cacao, a little bit of cinnamon. I put some sea salt in there, and generally some kind of like a fat, like a coconut oil or something that picks me up the rest of the day. So yeah, I'm a two cup a day guy. I'm also a fast coffee oxidizer, so I warn people, test your genetics. Don't do two cups a day if you're a slow coffee oxidizer or a slow caffeine oxidizer. But yeah, man, it's ready. It's available now.
Ron Penna is a fast caffeine oxidizer also from the 23andMe research. I'm waiting for mine to come back. I don't know anyone who's ever had this, but I've done a 23andMe, and they emailed me and said they couldn't process it because there wasn't enough DNA in my saliva. I'm like, uh-oh. What does that mean? Is there something wrong with me? I don't get it. They said this rarely happens, but it happened to me. So
yeah, I don't know, man. I can tell you what, though. My trick for getting those salivary tests is I sniff a jar of peanut butter and I just make saliva like it's going out of style. So
interesting.
Yeah,
I'm the guy you want to murder somebody with because I leave no DNA behind. Apparently,
yeah.
Because apparently. I can't even get it to come out of my mouth when I want to. So there you go. Okay, so. The website is GetKion, GetKion.com. Go there. Show Ben some love. You know what? If you drink coffee, and I do, the quality of the coffee makes a big difference on how well you feel after you drink your coffee. I learned this from a listener, Con Centuri Davison, who listens to the show. Black coffee is the best to drink. It's when you start putting all the other stuff in it. I mean sweeteners and creamers and all that other stuff. That's the junk. So drink your coffee as close to pristine as possible and start out with good water and good coffee beans. And here's some good coffee beans for you to check out. And get on the Auto Ship Every Month Club so you never run out. Ben, man, I love it. Great work.
Yeah, man. Yeah, amazing. All right, man, I got to go have a coffee now.
There you go. I'm going to have one too. All right, look, take care, brother.
All right, later, man.
All right, and we also want to thank Coach Rob Regish for his installment of the Blueprint Power Hour today. Always working hard to answer your questions. So show him some love at CoachRobRegish.com. And then, of course, get Kion, K-I-O-N, G-E-T-K-I-O-N.com. Check out Ben's new coffee. And it's only Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.